Let's bring power to food and flour. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
This is HortiBiz News Radio from the Green Tech Edition 2023. My name is Romy and I am talking to, different divisions of Royal Brinkman today, but also to people of Royal Brinkman self to see what's going on in the company, if there is new innovations or things going on. So in front of me right now is Remco Zuiderwijk. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, maybe you want to introduce yourself and explain a little bit about your role within Royal Brinkman.
Yes, of course. Now, my name is Remco Zuiderwijk and I work at Royal Brinkman as a product specialist in a team mechanization. I specialize in digital and automation products.
Okay, so like in a very practical way, what kind of products are we talking about?
They're different type of products, but we mainly focus now on gathering data, and we have different possibilities that can be with drones, with cameras, and the end goal is to do something with the data, to interpret the data. So we're also working hard on combining data. We see in horticulture now there's developed a lot, but now it's a time what we see the biggest chance is to combine data. So here at the Green Tech, we are presenting our Selene unit.
The Selene unit, yeah. What is that?
The Selene unit, that's the big blue box. And it's made for measuring nutrients in water. So normally a grower sends his water samples to a laboratory, but the Selene unit is like having a laboratory in your greenhouse.
Okay, so how do I have to see this? Like, will growers have the unit like permanently in their greenhouse, or is it like changing between locations, or how do we see it?
No, you have to install that in your irrigation system, and then you can connect your irrigation water and or your drain water. So you can monitor your recipe, for example, so the water you give to the plants, and you can analyze your drain water. You can for reusing the water or see or look into what your plants have done. So then you can compare your irrigation and your drain water. So you can use it for different reasons.
Okay, so the idea is that it's like permanently there, so people can really monitor like also changes in their water and stuff like that?
Yes, exactly. So it's constantly there, and you can measure until 8 times a day. So you can do multiple times a day or different water flows. You can measure, and when you connect the data with each other, for example, you have your nutrient data in your water, and you can combine it with your climate computer, for example, then you can have interesting insights.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting.
That is the end goal for us.
And then will there be still a lot of like human interference in the sense that they have to like adjust the recipe themselves, or will there eventually even be the possibility that it goes completely automated?
Yeah. That's also an end goal, of course. And when you can connect it to your, when you have liquid fertilizers, for example, we are working on a phase that you can give you can adjust the recipe automatically, so that your whole fertilization management is completely autonomous.
And what is the expectation? Like when will this be completely automated?
So the fully circular, I expect, technically it's possible, that is there, the technique, but now we have to find a pilot phase to complete that.
Because where are we right now with the Selene, what's it called again?
The Selene system.
Okay, so how far are we right now with that one?
It's fully operational at our first customer in the Netherlands. It's plantenkwekerij Gitsels. And now we see that there's also a lot of interest from companies abroad. Just spoken with a customer from Iran, and he sent his water samples to the Netherlands, for example. So there is a big chance for the system. And good to mention that we were talking about an autonomous system. The system itself works fully autonomous. So the cleaning and calibration is done every night without human interaction.
Oh, that's very interesting. So basically the Selene system is like a finished product already, and it's ready to be implemented right now.
Yeah. It's it's completely finished and ready to push into the market.
Okay, sounds very interesting and very promising indeed.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And you're also working with drones, I understand, and other types of data?
That are also techniques to collect data. We have an innovation team at Royal Brinkman, and they are researching every possibility now and look where's the needs. Yeah.
So you feel like data and automation will also still be like the biggest, like the main team, like in horticulture for the next year, maybe?
Yeah, for the next year and coming years, I think. Yeah, yeah. You see that there's look at all the nomination awards. It's only every newspaper, horticulture newspapers about digitization, automation. Yeah.
Okay, so if people are listening right now and they are interested in the Saline system, do they have to contact you? Do they have to go to the website? Where they can they go?
Please visit us at the Green Tech. We are here. I am here 3 days. So.
What is the booth number? Do you know?
So that's a good question. Sorry.
Well, maybe.
Maybe here.
No. No, we don't know where it is. Okay. Well, Royal Brinkman is hard to miss, though. But exactly. If people are listening to this interview after the Green Tech, they can just go to the website.
Yeah. They can go to the website, contact me or your account manager, and then we can keep in touch.
Okay, Remco Zuiderwijk, Royal Brinkman. Thank you so much for this interview and sharing your knowledge about these new innovations. It was very interesting to hear about these new things.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, and good luck with the rest of Green Tech. Thank you.
This is HortiBiz News Radio.